Let's begin our the next in our series of issues of Evan Ezer, even though this, as you'll see, also comes up in Aruch Chaim. But we'll talk about the halacha of a married woman having to cover her hair. There's a minhag that has become a halacha in certain areas about a man having to cover his head, but that's not today's discussion. Today we'll talk about a bona fide halacha, not a minhag, but a halacha of Kisi Rosh. Where does this come up? Again, this is not a separate counted as one of the 613. But we mentioned everything is part of Losikruvu L'Gal Serva, but this is part of the halachas of the behavior of parts of our bodies that have the status of erva, as we'll see. And one has to be covered. There's erva for man, there's erva for woman. But we'll see today, this is an unusual type of erva, in that it only becomes an erva once a woman gets married. You know, all other parts of a woman's body is either erva or not erva. And if I can't see it, I can't see it before she's married. And if it has to be covered, it has to be covered before she's married. And if it doesn't have to be covered, it has to be covered after either. So this is a very important halacha to be aware of. So the pasuk, based on unusual source, the pasuk says at Parshas Naso that in the context of an Isha Sota, in the Beis HaMikdash, part of the process of trying to get to the truth, which itself is a fascinating discussion. You know, Sota is not an anti, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points this out, it's not an anti, woman thing. First of all, if something happens to the woman, so the man also blows up wherever he is, Gemara says. And number two, the Rabbi Yaakov puts it into a certain perspective. This is a woman that was acting inappropriately, and the husband said, please don't be alone with that man. I think you're doing things with him. And then she went, and she was alone with that man. And now the husband is going to suspect her if something happened. How in the world are we going to get this husband and wife back together? How could we prove that to this man that the woman did not do anything? Only if God himself comes and says she's innocent. And that is why the Ramban points out of the Torah, this is the only halacha that relies on a miracle. The only halacha that relies on a miracle is right here, Isha Sota. She drinks the water, she's innocent. Man and husband are allowed to be back together. Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka performs a miracle for Shalom Bayis. So that's just putting it in the context. But anyway, in that context, the Pasuk says, Ufar as Rosh Isha, we uncover her hair as part of the process in the Beis HaMikdash to try to get her to admit. And the Medrash says, Upara Upara Lama Shederech Banos Yisrael Lios Rosh Mechusas. What do you mean uncover her hair? It must be that it was the Derech of Benos Yisrael to have their hair covered. So if you just have that line, you're like, okay, it's the derech, but nowadays times have changed, and it's not the derech anymore. So that can't be the source, the only source, unless we see how Rishonim understand it. And the fact is that Rishonim understand it, that this is a halacha. That's the source in the Torah, but this is a halacha, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubis, on Daf Ayin Beis on an Aleph, the Mishnah has lists of behaviors that are grounds for divorce. The various Mishnayos in the Maseches Ksubis talk about grounds for divorce for a man, grounds for divorce for a woman. Which type of behavior is considered undermining the marriage? There are certain responsibilities, like serving kosher food, going to the mikvah, from the man, giving her support, giving her physical support, giving her financial support. It's all different mutual responsibilities on both sides. So Ve'elios HaShalom B'Ksuba, the Mishnah, though, gives examples. The following women are able to be divorced and they do not get paid their ksuba, which means it's considered a violation of the undermining of the marriage. If a woman is doing something wrong but it's not connected to the marriage, but it's just some other avera that's grounds for divorce. So there's grounds for divorce, but then he has to pay the ksuba. But specific issues that are considered breaking up of the marriage, that's what's listed here in the Mishnah. And the categories are ha'overas al das Moshe v'Yehudis. Those that violate das Moshe and das Yehudis. What are those categories? So das Moshe clearly are dinim da'oraisa. Das of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. What are some examples the Mishnah lists off? Ma'achilato sheinam usar, feeding him non-kosher food, tevel, misham shaso nida, not going to the mikvah, v'lokos alochal, v'noder sveinam kayemes, interesting, making nidarim and not fulfilling them. What does that mean? Look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri on the Mishnah tells us what are these categories of Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. Just bring chairs, please. Klomar, Lo sof davar bezin satachas bayala she'iduk subasa. Not only if a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, has an actual relation with another man when she's married, that for sure, mizana, she loses her ksuba. Ela afo veres adas moshe v'yudis. What are those categories? Das moshe nomer al mitzvah aksuvas b'torah. Or remuzos bo. Dinan daraisa that are hinted to or written in the Torah. That's das moshe. Das yehudis. What is das yehudis? How do you translate that? The Jewish way. Right? That's the next category down. Nomer al minhagim hanuhugim b'uma. Mitzad snius. Right? Minhagim that are knowing in the nation. Mitzad snius lias benos yisrael yaseros. I mean the snius I'll call shar nashem. So Jewish women have a certain behavior that they do. So what are examples of das yehudis? So the Mishnah gives examples. Going back to the Mishnah, one example is yotza v'rosha parua. Woman going out without a head covering. That's considered das yehudis. So if you just stop here, okay, this is an ancient minhag, because it's in the second category, as the Meiri said. Minhag b'nehugim u'ma. So the Gemara right away asks and says, that's not true. Why is it in that? It's in the wrong category. Says the Gemara on the same daf, Ayin Beis Aman Aleph, source number 5, Ezu das yehudis yotze rosha parua. Rosha parua daraisa hi. A married woman having to have her hair covered is a din daraisa. Dechsevu paras rosha isha. Right? We uncover her hair, v'tana dever bishmal, ashar lebonos yisrael shalo yetzu pre rosh. Right? So what does that mean? By the way, I should have said this, I was going to say this at the beginning, I forgot, let me just say it now. Everything we're doing here is trying to figure out how to understand the halacha through the Mar Mekomos. As I mentioned in the past couple of weeks, this is not to the information that we get in this year as well as any other year is not to judge anyone else. It is not to look at anyone else in any way, or not to teach anybody else anything unless they're interested in hearing me as a teacher. But it's just for us to know and us to understand the halacha. You know, there could be other people in our lives that, didn't have the education that we have, don't appreciate, following every diktuk mitzvah and halacha. And say, oh, Rabbi so-and-so's wife didn't cover their hair in a previous generation. That's not our issue. It's not our job to judge anybody or to figure anybody else's behavior out. It's my job to figure out what I want to do and, you know, what I want my wife to do and the type of girl I'm going to be looking for. I take that back. What am I? What my wife? What your wife's? There's no forcing anything here. You got to talk. This is about spoken about early on, whatever, or clearly recognized early on. So anyway, back to our discussion. So this is a din daraisa. So what does the Mishnah mean? That it's in das yehudis. So the Gemara says daraisa kalsa shaper dummy. The din daraisa. There's something on the head. A kalsa. What's a kalsa? Not 100% clear here, but something on the head. Das Yehudis, afilu kalsa nami yasser. Das Yehudis requires more covering. And again, the Gemara is not exactly clear. We will have to see as we go along what does that mean. But either way, you see here, we see from this Gemara that there is some level of covering one's hair that is a din d'oraisa. Right, the Gemara's Lashon is Daraisa. Many Rishonim feel that it's a real Din Daraisa. The Rambam's Lashon is not 100% clear, but either way, we assume this is an important halacha, whether it's Daraisa or not. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Chaf Aleph, well, you see, I give Shulchan Gibor, one of the Rishonim, quotes, Gim Lois Akaz Arosha Arizu Asr Min HaTorah. It's a Din Daraisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chaf Aleph. Right, we've seen this sif the past 3 weeks. Right, we saw it regarding yichud, we saw it regarding negia. This is the siman about tznius related issues in terms of behavior between men and women. Tzorach adam l'srachig me'an lashem ma'od ma'od. Remember we mentioned that last week. The double lashon. Vasal likros bo biyado bo barag lo v'mos be'enav. Right, not to have inappropriate behavior and not to have inappropriate levity. Vasal l'schokima. Not to watch women when they're involved in activities that might, make them in a certain position that are as vulnerable in terms of what is seen from the outside. Turning over, continuing the Shulchan Aruch. Fourth line, Vasa Lashmoa, Kol Erva, Oliro Saira. So it's Aser to call Isha, that's will be at a Bezer in a future shir, or to see the hair, to see their hair. Or it's usher to see the Saros HaIsha. The Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer also. This is in the Shulchan Aruch in Chaf Aleph. Later on, it's in Mikuf Tezvav in the Hilchas Ksuba, right? Quotes the Mishnah in that we saw before. Yisudas Yehudis, Minah Gatzniyah Shenogu Benot Yisrael. Dvarim Shemasta Achas Meyen Avradas Yehudis, Yotza Lashuk Olamavi Mefulash Vechulu Vrosha Parua Veinala Redid Kuchal Anashim. Nothing on the hair. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It is a bona fide halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Source 8. Yish Bezei Eser Torah. And again, as I said, this is clear, right? There's if there was a posting out there that said a woman does not have to cover her hair, I would put it in the Marmakomos, right? There's no authoritative posting that says that. Again, I get into details of how much, and as we'll get to soon. But this is a clear cut halacha. And again, as we said, we're just looking internally. We're not looking out. Good. Bizman hazeh. Does anything change bizman hazeh? What does bizman hazeh mean? When generally women out there, non-Jewish women for sure, but even, Rahman al-Islam, Jewish women, many of them don't cover their hair. Does anything change? You know, real erva, nothing changes. I would say real erva. Or more hardcore, clear-cut erva, parts of a woman's body that always have to be covered, that doesn't change no matter what. Nothing's going to change. But here, it's already, we know, a little bit more flexible in that as we started off this year, it only becomes an erva when she gets married. Obviously, a woman's hair and a woman's leg is different, right? Because it's just a different type of erva. So the leg and other parts are not going to change. So does anything change? So there is a misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. I heard it misquoted once, a couple of decades ago. Somebody came to me and said, oh, the Aruch HaShulchan says you don't have to cover your hair. I'm like, come on. Before I had seen the Aruch HaShulchan inside. So Aruch HaShulchan is known as a great defender of Klal Yisrael. Not always. Sometimes when he's strong on something, he screams. But the Aruch HaShulchan, he lived in Navardic in the year 1900s, unbelievable set, but he often is matzdik the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. It's that way. Bnei Yisrael, they're great, and this is the explanation for what they do. He often does that. So I'm like, oh, the Aruch HaShulchan? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he does not say that. He actually says exactly the opposite. Right? So why is it misquoted? We'll see. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'yata, in Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Hey, what's that? Hilchas Kriyashma. That's where this is discussed, because it talks about what you're allowed to say Kriyashma. You know, let's say you're on a bus and you have to daven, or you know, Zman Kriyashma, whatever it is, in your front of something which is erva. So what are you supposed to do? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bo v'netzaveach al pirtzos darenu. Let's scream about the pirtzos in our door. And he's talking about Navardic in 1900. Bavonoseinu arabim, in our great sins. Shezeh shonim rabos shenifritu benos Yisrael bavonzeh. There are many Rachman Oslan girls and young women that go with uncovered hair. Falchas Bagili Rosh, Vachomach etzaku al zehulo leizer, velo lehoel, and everything that we try to do and try to say, it doesn't help. Yata pasta mispachas shanesuos hochas besaros in kamo psulos. You can't tell who's married. They go with open hair. Oy lanu shalsa biyameinu. Oy vey. Is basically what he says. So far, I don't see anything about nowadays things changed. But it's pretty strong. Kach, mi al kalpanim ladina, but, says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is what I'll say. Because everybody is used to women having their hair uncovered throughout the world, it's not an erva for Kriyashma to say Kriyashma in front of hair. That's what I'll give you. Not that it should be done. Not that it's a good idea. But, nirish emutu lanu l'spalo varech negad rashem ha-magulos. Kiban sha'ata ruban olchos kach. And it becomes like a makam amagula, right? If a woman's hand is uncovered, there's no problem with saying Kriyashma in front of a woman whose hand is uncovered. So for that purpose, for saying Kriyashma, it doesn't have the din of erva for Kriyashma. But the halacha of it having to be covered, of course. And he's pretty strong in his formulation. So that's something that might change bizman hazeh. The halacha of saying Kriyashma. Rav Moshe Feinstein has another suggestion of something that might change, but again, this one is a machlokas aposkim. Could a, Ramosha writes this, you see what year, Tavshin Yutes, right? Always add 40 years, if you know the century, 1959. Tavshin Yutes, Ramosha wrote this. What about, is it grounds for divorce, Bizman Hazeh? If a woman does not cover her hair. So hopefully this is all talked about before marriage. And, you know, it's not something that, you know, changes. But Rachmana Litzlan, there are stories, I know of stories. You know, 15 years into the marriage, the wife decides, no, I'm not covering my hair anymore. She takes off her head covering. Rachmana Litzlan. So let's say the man wants to get divorced. Does he have to pay her ksuba, halachically? If she does that. So that's where Moshe's kasha. Rabbi Yosef Rosh Shapiro Bizman Hazeh Benosein Alinichi of Gershom Iksuba. Or do you have a chiyuv to divorce her? If you have to divorce her in the first place. So Rabbi Moshe says, that might change Bizman Hazeh. V'hineh b'dvar isha she'ena rotza l'chasos asayra b'zman hazeh. She doesn't want to. She was in the rabbi rov and Hashem af mitzvah Torah. Mizalz l'mazeh. Many even halachic Jews. Many halachic Jews that are shomer Torah mitzvahs. We said last week. There are many Jews out there that keep halacha. But Rachmana Litzlan, at shul kiddushes, they'll go and give somebody else's wife a hug. You know, we're not judging, but we're noting that doesn't change the halacha. That's still aser. Right? So we're not out there to judge, and people do what they do. We're just there for what I want to do. What do I want to do? How do I understand the halacha? I want to follow the halacha. So Moshe says, nowadays, there are many people follow the halacha, and this one didn't have as much mazel. Baruch Hashem has gotten more and more. It's gotten more and more with some level of shmira by even very modern, the modern world. Many, a large percentage have some type of head covering, which is wonderful. But again, the more shmira that, you know, quantitatively and qualitatively, that's what we have to shoot for. So says the year of Moshe, Hinei Bizman Hazeh She'ein Magarshin Bal Karcha, we don't divorce, you know, without, against her will anyway, for the past 1,000 years. Eino Geza Lamaisa. Dishvelzel or Natil Garshin Bal Karcha. We're not going to allow a Gershin Bal Karcha in this regard. Or you're not going to be able to marry someone else. With a heter meir rabbanim. Umemela ein zeh nogea gam leining suba do yitzar chaval litin lakol kach mos hashir zvad lakab laget. So lamaisa, Ramosha says, I don't think in our day where many go without a head covering and many get married, but again, hopefully it doesn't come up before him, but it could come up like the example I gave before if she decides in the middle, but Ramosha is noted to say that it is not, she does not lose the ksuba. Rav Avadia is not a fan of that. Rav Avadia, the next source, feels that halacha should not apply. Bizman Hazeh, and you know, it's really undermining the marriage in that case. And after appropriate warning, then she would lose her ksuba, even Bizman Hazeh. So that's in terms of Bizman Hazeh. Does anything change? A sheitel. Peya Nachris. What's called Peya Nachris in the postgame. When did it start? Is it a better option? Is it a worse option? Is it an option? If you said yes to any of those, you're right. Right? Better or worse or option. So whenever I talked about this, I like to quote the story. My wife is a pediatrician. So a couple months into medical school, she had they were going to go do like rounds or be with the actual patients, not just in school. So she always said she got married 2 months before she started medical school. So she always had her head covered. She always wore hats or berets, whatever it is. She never wore a sheitel in school. So one day they were going to go with the patients. So she was going to, you know, put on a sheitel. So she went to school, and this, you know, Catholic guy comes over to her and says, "What happened?" And she said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're not married anymore." He didn't know the halacha is also about like what happens. But she said, "No, I'm married. Baruch Hashem." And he says, "But you're not covering your hair." And she says, "Yes, I am." She didn't want to like fake it. So he says, "What?" Like, she said, "Yeah." So he's like, "Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?" So she says, "Great kasha. Right? You could go to my husband's shir." But it's the halacha. It's the halacha. As we're about to see, says the Mishnah, how far back does this go? We have evidence from the Mishnah. That's a long time. Right? That's a long time, 2,000 years. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos about wearing a sheitel outside without an Eruv. The Mishnah says it's allowed. You see, women were already wearing sheitels. Yotza isha b'chutei seyar, bein mishela, bein mishel chaverta, even her own hair. Interesting. Bein mishel behema, v'chula v'chulu. Says the Shiltik Giborim. Right, he's one of the Rishonim on the side of the riff in the back of the Gemara. Shiltik Giborim, 1500s. Says the Shiltik Giborim. Yirem izes 13. Lahavi raya v'smach l'nashim. Hayotzas b'kisi sirisha l'ankshe nesuos. They go out with hair coverings when they're married. Right? This is a smach. That you see, this is what was done. Why is it called Peya Nachris? Peya is a wig, Nachris of a different woman. Peya Nachris. Right? There's like a type of material, and the hair is stuck to it. It's exactly describing a sheitel, a wig. And a woman puts it on her head because they should discuss sheit b'seir to look beautiful with hair. V'chulu, v'chulu. Umash v'lehedya, where it's underlined. Shemuteres benos Yisrael is kashibahem. It's clear from this source that it's fine and it's allowed so that they look beautiful and they look nice. Deseir be'isha erva to ka'amar. And here's crucial. When the Gemara says in Brachas, which I didn't give you, but the Gemara says, Seir be'isha erva, shok be'isha erva, kol be'isha erva, a whole list of four things. When it says hair is an erva, what's the definition of hair being an erva? Lohavi ela b'seir hadavuk l'bsara mamish. By definition, hair being an erva is only hair that's attached to the woman. That's the definition of the erva of hair. V'nire gam b'sara imaseir, and they're seen together. It's attached and seen. Aval seir hamachas esaira, but hair that covers her real hair, ein kan misham seir b'isha erva. It's not Seir B'Isha Erva. V'gamalam Shub Shiroz. Her hair is not uncovered. So what? That it looks like her hair. That's not the problem. The Isser by definition, that's not Erva. Erva by definition is hair that's attached to a woman and seen with the rest of the body of the woman. But hair that is not attached, even if it's on the woman, is not a problem. V'nira, and he even says, doesn't matter if it's her own hair that she cut and made into a sheitel. Not so common today, because you have to have a certain type of hair. Minira de Oshayach, Shno Shna, Cyrus de Davalo, Shna, Cyrus Shel Chaverta, Kal O David de Kisu Yaseir, Vain Telushos, as long as they're detached. Ava Vita Kishadula, Kadeshatir Balaseir, Ema Kaklum, Vishapir, Vishapir Dami. Right? And this is the Shiltik Giborim. And this is what's quoted by many of the poskim. If you look in the Ramah in Arachayim, where is this? Which way are we going? 14. In Hilchos Kriyashma. He says, V'koshkein seir nachris, avil daka lachasos, right? Hagos alfasi. That's the Shulti Giborim. It is not a problem. The Ramah, the Mishnah Brura quotes, the Prima Gadim, B'medinas yosan ashen pein nachris, Megula yishlan lusvach al shulchan arach, if in a place where women wear these sheitels. Again, many poskim quote. There are Rav Moshe Feinstein in Source 16 says it is not a problem at all. And he quotes, I'm Marisayan. So he says, most women can tell the difference. This wasn't written in the past few years where there's something, a new type of sheitel, which is very, very, very hard to tell, even for women, right? Lace-top sheitels, which I'm not going to get into right now. But Rav Moshe says, here, this is written in 1962, Tavshin Chav Beis, he says, Nishalti me'rayatcha, rabanita kfuda, rotzol leida dati bazeh. Your wife wants to know what I think. Hanachlani is daiti. There are those out there that might say it's Marisayin. Misha Marisayin, Ayanater Zakenim, Mikomakom, Rov Raboseinu. The large majority of poskim. The Gamelusha Somchini Kari Araleh, those that we rely on. Heim Harama, and the Magen Avram, and the Prima Gadim, and the Gra, and his Mucha from the Gemara. That there's no issue. Vatam Pashad, Kimish Lomatsinu, Bagamar Shasru. You don't find in the Gemara that they asserted it. The Gemara quoted Marisayan cases. where the Gemara thought it was appropriate. So the Gemara doesn't say anything about this, and obviously they had them. The Mishnah quotes it. Don't learn from one case to another case. You know, oh, it looks like you're doing an Aveira. No, Chazal knew about the concept of a Sheitel, and they didn't say there's anything wrong with it. Because the halacha, it's not about I should know which woman is married. That's not the point of the halacha. The point is, the hair of a married woman that's attached to her is an erva, halachically. And therefore, when that's covered, okay. Right, is there a halacha of knowing somebody's, you know, so the man can't tell. So what? The man's not supposed to be looking too closely at her when she's married or she's not married. Right? So it doesn't matter. It's not a problem. And then he quotes on line 10, Rov pamim nikar shazarasi peyanachris, right? Va'afim eno nikar la'anashim, shem estaklon kogach b'anashim, even if the men don't know, l'anashim v'adai nikar ruba d'ruba. Most of the time the women know, and again, even if it's not, again, that's a question, but this is what Rav Moshe says, and therefore he says one should make sure not to answer. And the Poskim also quote that one has to be very careful. Let me just finish the Shittas, and then I'll make the comment. The Lubavitch Rebbe and all Lubavitch Chabad, they only wear Sheitels, if you notice. Because they say it's the best because it covers all the hair. And we'll get to that Hashem, in a few minutes. But if you have a Surah 17, there's a sefer about covering the hair, and he quotes there, there's no Isser Maris Ayin, and that's generally the minag of many in Chabad, Sheitels, and that is the best. Are there those that are Machmir, that Aser? Yes. Sfardi, generally mostly Sfardi poskim. Sam Sofer was not into it, but if you look in Rav Avadia, generally Sfardim, not all. There are many Sfardim that have, you know, very expensive Sheitels. But Rav Ovadia says he's not a fan. Hey, could be Rav Kol Achronim, Lasser Bazeh. Umitzvah Rabba Lafar Sema Isser. Tell them. Again, there's a package deal. You know, one should cover their hair, but one has to cover the rest of their body too. And everything should be in consonance. But either way, this is a machlok as a poskim. So just one word to say, and that is, covering a hair is not, especially at the beginning when a young kala, is not simple. And it's not easy. You know, it's like part of your personality that now, again, I say, you know, there's hopefully some women that look forward to it and girls look forward to it. And it's amazing. They feel married. They feel proud and wonderful. And that's what it should be. But if there's anyone out there, especially, let's say, a woman who's starting and decides to cover her hair, it's her issue, whatever she wants. And it's not the husband's job at all ever to say, I want this type of covering or that type of covering. If it's the same level of tznius, let's say. No, I don't want you to wear sheitel. What is your business? You know, 95% of the poskim say it's 100% fine and wonderful and amazing. You know, let your wife do whatever she wants to do. It's her domain. It's her domain. And you see that this idea in the poskim. I talk about we don't look for chumras in challenging areas of halacha. We don't look for chumras. We don't look to add on. And because if you look kolamosev goreya, that happens sometimes. Make something too hard, then it's just going to fall away, and the whole thing is going to drop. So one has to be very careful about applying any chumras. Okay, two or three other points. What about, where's the chiyuv? Where's the chiyuv? So you might say, what do you mean? Where's the chiyuv? So if you look back at the Gemara that we had, back in source number five, right, the Mishnah says she shouldn't go out with her hair uncovered. So what does that mean, go out with her hair uncovered? So the Gemara says on the third line of source 5, Amar Biochan, Amar Vazim, Amar Biochanan, Kalsa Eba Mishupuri Rosh. As long as she has the Kalsa on, you know, there's no, that's okay. Havaba Rav Zeira, Hecha, well, where is she? Ilema Bashuk, if she's outside in the marketplace, that's Yudasi, then she can't just wear a Kalsa. She's got to be more covered. Ela Bachatzer, okay, she must be in her own yard. In her own yard, she has to wear a Kalsa. Well, if she's at home, she has to keep her hair covered every second? That's crazy, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so the Chiddush is mechatz lechatz derech mavu. We're talking about an in-between, not home alone, not home, but, you know, a case where, you know, there's a semi-private place. Semi-private place, the Gemara says, is mutter without a head covering. So what does that mean? Is that even if people are around in the semi-private place? So the Ritva says, no. And there's no one on the Gemara that says yes. So we assume that when the Gemara says semi-private place, it means semi-private place, but nobody else is there. Says the Ritva, Kivan she'ein sham roim. Right? And therefore we assume as a davar pashut that if there's other people in the house, if there's any other people anywhere, wherever you are, that's considered a public place, and therefore the hair has to be covered. There is a famous woman named Kimchis, right? Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, that she was zochet to 7 sons who are all Kohanim Gedolim. Why? And sure, the walls of her house never saw any hair when she was married. So that's Kimchis. This is not a chumrah that one should take upon themselves. As I said, it's hard enough and challenging enough outside. But one should be aware of it. There are one or two rabbis that I know tell their congregants, when you're at home, you don't have to cover your hair, even if other people are there. I don't know what that's based on. I don't know. They're passing like based on the Gemara, right, without looking at the Mefarshim. Right? I don't know. I'm just saying I don't know. So if you've ever heard of it, feel free to do some research and get back to me. But again, Pashtus is if there's anybody else around, then you have to cover your hair. Questionable. What about a married woman? My daughter, Beth Shem, got married a few weeks ago. So does she have to cover her hair in front of me now, in front of her brothers? That's Akasha. That's Akasha. But not for now. But either way, this is in terms of bias. There is a very important discussion to have now, and that is how much of the hair has to be covered. We're speaking about a kalsa, some type, daraisa, darabanan. So some say zero. Zero hair outside, meaning all of it has to be covered, and that's a api kabbalah. There's a Zohar like that, and again, that's what the Chabad is a fan of, because with a sheitel, you know, there's all hair is covered. And if you look in the Magen Avraham, he quotes it in Source 24. The Zohar Parsha is not so hechmir ma'ot shelo yira shum seir beisha v'chein roi lino. So some have that practice. Some have the practice of not any hair allowed out. But there's definitely in the sources, the Rashba in Brachas, and is quoted by the Maharam al-Shakar, also one of the Rishonim, and is quoted in the Raman Shulchan Aruch, that there is an amount, it's not defined how much, the hair that goes out a little bit. The Rashba's Lashon is Seara Michutz L'Tzimta, She'enu Miskasa, Ein Choshashim Lahem Evdeshu Ragel Bam Lo Tadir. It's talking about in terms of saying Kriyashma, the little hair that goes out from underneath the cover, that's okay. So what does that mean? And then says the Maharam al-Shakar also. Maharam al-Shakar says, you have it there in Siman Lamed Hey, allow some as well. Kivin she nagula galoso, afila kriyashma. So how much is that? Right, could we put an amount on it? The Ramah quotes it also. Again, in Hilchos Kriyashma, he quotes, I give it to you before, it's the Ramah quote before. You have it in Ayin Hey Beis? I think I gave that to you earlier. Ayin Hey Beis. That was earlier in the, where is that? 10? No, where's Ayin Hey Beis?
14.
Ayin Hey Beis. Yeah, Ayin Hey Beis. There it is. But what they write, right? Any hair that's normally out, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of us. The ones that are ragil to go out. So how much is that? So Ramosha Feinstein comes up with an amount. Ramosha says 1 square tefach. How much is 1 square tefach? So I gave you the tshuva. You have it there in Source 27. Ramosha assumes that a tefach is 4 fingers. 4 fingers. That's a tefach. 4 fingers. This amount is a tefach. What? It's one tefach. So Ramosha assumes also that the hairline is 2 tefachim wide. So if you want 1 square tefach, if 2 tefachim wide, so 2 fingers length are allowed out across the top, which is not so much, but it is some. If you have strands, some women have strands coming out from the sides of the back. If there are very few strands, like the surface area is not much there. But that's Ramosha, 1 square tefach, which allows for some in the front. Sometimes women wear what's called fall. They leave a couple of strands out. Again, the more strands out, then it starts building up in terms of surface area, and it's not regilin leos. And to have major chunks of hair out, that would be harder. Again, the din d'araisa, like we said, kazei mibushim, you know, definitely that, you know, there's definitely a level of daraisa. But to follow the halacha, would have to be less. But again, there are those that say none. That's following the Zohar and the and some. But again, one has to know what circles they're in, and if there is yesh mi'amal lismoch in terms of the halacha, not just, you know, b'di'evid, but the halacha. So then I think it is okay. One other point, and then I'll take the questions, and we'll finish up. What unmarried women? So in our circles, I think unmarried women don't worry about anything. Leave their hair. Don't cover the hair at all. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch talks about braiding hair. But again, that's not the general custom in most circles. You know, unmarried women do not have to cover their hair. What about a formerly married woman? Woman who was divorced or widowed. So me'ikir hadin, she has to cover her hair. That is the halacha. Once she's married, she needs to cover her hair. Rav Moshe talks about, source 32, what about an almana, a widow, b'makom hefsa gadol, she needs to support her family and she can't get a job. She couldn't get a job. So Rav Moshe, in that case, allowed her to uncover her hair because she wouldn't get a job without that. Nowadays, we have sheitels, we have, you know, it's not as big of a deal. But again, I don't know what year this tshuva was written. The office, right? Ella below techaz has a rosha kshatia be ha office, right? Misrad lavod b'mishartim rishol yishati yish lahatir latzar gadol. It would be okay. I'm aware. I remember there was a many years ago there was a somebody that we knew that she was married for a very short time and then she got divorced and then she started going out again after a couple of months and nobody wanted to go out. She was young. She was like 23, 24. And nobody wanted to go out with a woman with a sheitel, a girl with a sheitel, you know, 23, 24 years old. So she went out with a few times, and it just didn't work. So she went to a big posek, and the posek said, you know, sarah gadol, and you could take off the sheitel. The next day she went on, that was it. She got married to that guy. And so again, if there's a tzarech gadol in these circumstances, then the poskim would allow it. Interesting. When a woman gets married, she's married, and at the wedding, does she have to cover her hair? No. She's married. So there are some poskim that say yes, which would mean, because nowadays, you know, pictures, and nowadays, you got to wear, she wear a sheitel for the pictures, right? Put a sheitel on in the morning. But most assume that any type of, the din of full covering the hair goes by be'ula, and everybody knows that in the yichud room, even though it's Royal Yichud, Royal Abia, the Bia does not take place there, and therefore she doesn't have to cover her hair really fully until the next morning. So that is generally what is practiced by most. But something, many say that something should be on the head. Something should be on the head. Usually have some type of pas, some type of ribbon that held the veil in place. You know, it's good to have something on the head. Maker din, you might not even need that, but that's generally the custom. But again, most do not say that you have to cover the hair fully, you know, the day of the at the wedding, only afterwards. Questions? This is just one detail in the laws of tznius. Once you recognize tznius is not just about a way of dressing, it's about a way of talking, it's about a way of conducting our lives. This is just one detail of a halacha in regard to kisi rosh leisha. And we should be zochet. There's a lot of sources I didn't go into about hashkafa and a special bracha that's given. Right? Caleb just told me a story about of a bracha where they were trying to have children, and then they started covering her hair, and they had a child. So there's a lot of mysticism also about this halacha, but we just focused on the halacha. Yeah.
Is there an issue with having a picture, like if a woman were to not cover her hair for a picture or something, then would it be an issue to have that picture?
What do you mean? Like if she started covering her hair, but there's still a picture of her when she was married?
Yeah, something like that. Or even if she was, for some reason, not covering her hair when she was married. And then
when she was not married is not a problem.
Not married. Even if you change the picture when she's married, it's still not.
When you're not married, there's no chiyuv to cover her hair.
Having the picture of after is not.
Doesn't matter. That does. At the time, it wasn't an erva. It doesn't like become an erva.
It
doesn't become an erva, well, you know, once she gets married. Yeah.
In the same case, but she's in a picture of her in her house. She doesn't need to hang the picture up on the
I'm saying, but other people are gonna see it.
So So is it a problem being in front of people, or is it a problem just seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't be looking at pictures of women with their hair uncovered if they're a married woman. But again, nowadays, it's not a thing as much, you know, because everybody's used to it. Everybody's used to it, so it's a different level of erva. Different level of erva. Meaning, if I'm talking to a woman and she doesn't have her hair covered, I'm still going to, you know, talk to her and look at her when I talk to her. You know, that's yeah.
If home alone and you see like a non-Jewish postman coming to the door, does she need to cover her?
We're not, I don't think we have to tell our housekeepers, you know, that it's a chiyuv on Jewish women. Chiyuv on Jewish women.
No, but if the person in the door is not Jewish.
Let's just try to get the housekeepers to like cover the rest of their bodies and then, you know, not worry about the real Erva. Yeah.
Practically speaking, is Sarah Isha Erva when it comes to Kriya Shema? Like,
you know, hopefully, I mean, first of all, if you close your eyes, you're looking at Siddur, then there's, you know, you're not, you know, it's also okay. Yeah.
If the Din D'Oraisa is just Kalso, and the Das Yehuda says, what you're saying, is kind of Din D'Rabbanan are really more Minhagim. So would you say that it's Kalso, that you only would need a Kalso?
No, because that's what the Poskim say. It's not.
The other things that are Das Yehuda on there are not necessarily as Minhagim.
You have to look at each one. The level of sowing in the marketplace, you know, whatever it is. And I remember the it's like you have to know that type of behavior that would lead to the. But this is different. This said the Rabbana gave this the status of erva. They gave it the status of erva. Once they give it the status of erva, so then it's then that doesn't change. That doesn't change. Yeah.
Does that mean tefach in total or
tefach yeah.
in?
Yeah. Tefach in total.
Okay.
Tefach in total. Shkoyach. Yeah. Last question. Yeah. A woman married? Why would it change?
Because you said it's only a book. So if she then got married later life to someone who didn't have the ability to procreate.
What does Suadaka have to do with hair covering?
Because you said only the day after the wedding.
No, wait, there's a Maisabia. The question is she allowed to marry a Suadaka? That's a separate issue. Maisabia Daraisa. So it's a separate question. What is separate topic. Okay, go ahead.